Good morning. It's 26 to 8.
Good morning.
What are you doing? Rach?
Sorry.
What are you doing?
My mum is trying to FaceTime me.
In the middle of the show.
I know. I don't know what she's doing. Sorry about that. Morning, I'm here.
Do you guys FaceTime much? Because it's been a while.
Oh, yeah. We FaceTime all the time. We've been FaceTiming a lot lately.
Yeah, I guess with COVID and everything. You're pretty big on family. So it's probably been a while since you've seen your mum.
I know. We've been trying to talk a little bit more than we probably usually would because, yeah, to be honest, I have been missing my family a lot. I was supposed to be seeing her in a couple of weeks, but we were supposed to be going on our big holiday together.
Oh.
That got cancelled, so...
And what? The last time you saw her would have been, your wedding?
Yeah, so it's been, 6 months. 6 months since I've seen my family. And that, normally I try and see her a bit more regular than that. So I'm missing my family at the moment.
You're right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Okay. But it sucks.
It does suck. There'd be a lot of people feeling the same way at the moment.
Oh,
because
Don't want to whinge, because it's definitely other people would have... You know, people, I mean, imagine if your parents lived overseas or your family lived overseas.
You wouldn't even know
when you feel horrible for everyone that's going through it at the moment.
You know what? This is something that's going to be hurting for some people. 13, 12, 16, how long has it been since you've seen your family? Because it's...
I mean, I definitely can't whinge about 6 months.
No, you
There's
can.
There's definitely people out there that have had it worse than 6 months, but it still sucks.
For you, family's quite a strong thing. You
it
and
is.
Your mum have a very strong bond.
It is. It does suck.
13, 12, 16, share it now. How long has it been since you've seen your family? Kiara from Rural View.
So my auntie and uncle, most of my mum's side of the family, all live in Scotland at the moment. Oh. So it's been about 3 years since I've seen my auntie and uncle.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's been a bit rough. My uncle only has just been diagnosed with multiple cancers as well.
Oh.
So
yeah.
my mum is currently trying to go through the process of being... approved to go to Scotland in the middle of all of this madness in the world as it is. So, yeah.
Oh, that's horrible. My heart honestly goes out to you. It's such a hard thing. I mean, you know, living away from your family is hard enough, but then the added stress of when they fall sick and then with everything going on at the moment, I can only imagine how hard it must be.
How is your mum holding up, Kiara?
She's doing the best that she can, you know, trying to... go through the proper channels to get approval to be able to leave the country.
Like a special
exemption. To get over there. Yeah, so it's a bit just struggling a bit.
Yeah, right. Will you be able to get over there if she goes as well, or it's just pretty much out of the question at the moment?
We won't, like the nieces and nephews and everything, but mum's just trying because it's her brother-in-law, so she wants to be there for them because he has been sent home to, you know, palliative care and everything. So it's...
That's devastating.
Yeah, it is. It's very rough.
I hope things work out. I hope your mum gets that exemption, but
seriously... Yeah, we're giving you a big hug through the phone, Kiara, to you and your family.
Yeah, so we hope it all works out.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Thank you so much for calling and sharing that.
No worries. Thanks, guys. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Mandy from Airlie Beach, how long has it been since you've seen your family?
30 years.
Oh
my God, Mandy, where do they live?
They live in the UK, in Yorkshire, in England.
Wow, and we haven't been able to do holidays either way?
Well, I had a business for many years, about 15 years, and I was really busy with that and I couldn't take time off. And then I got into new jobs, and then this year I said, I'll definitely come and see you this year.
Oh,
and then
gosh.
COVID happened, so it's not going to happen.
Oh, Mandy.
That's devastating. Is it like your mum and dad? Like, what kind of family's over there?
It's my sister. My sister and brother, really, we haven't seen, so... Mm. Yeah, and my sister's just 1 year older than me, so...
Aww. Have you been keeping up with FaceTime and stuff like that?
Yes. I actually only got on Facebook about 3 years ago, so that's been fantastic, so we can keep in touch that way. But, yeah, it's
pretty... Well, Mandy, seriously,
good
luck.
Helps,
I hope it all clears up sooner so you can get out there at some point, but thanks for calling.
No worries. Thank you. Have
Bye. Sam from Beaconsfield, how long has it been since you've seen your family?
Last time I saw my parents was 18 months ago.
Oh, Sam, whereabouts are they?
In the UK.
Did you have any...
They were supposed to be getting here tomorrow for my wedding next week.
Oh, Sam.
But now probably going to be maybe next year, hopefully, if they open international again.
Yeah,
so we end up being around about the 2.5 year mark until I see them again.
Oh, my God. And do you guys try and make it fairly regular that you see each other?
Yeah, well, since I moved out here, I've seen them at least once a year.
Yeah.
So this will be the longest I've ever been without seeing them.
Yeah. Oh, that's devastating.
And to go your wedding without them, Sam.
I know. Oh, my heart breaks for
you. Are you working in, like, some kind of iPad, FaceTiming thing so they can be involved?
No, we've just cancelled the wedding.
Oh.
And we'll just do it when they can get here. So whether that be next year or whenever it be,
And were you able to move everything for your wedding, like, fairly easy because of the restrictions and stuff, or has it been a bit of a drama?
No, everyone's been really good. I've just got everyone to hold my deposit.
Yeah, yeah.
And basically just said to them, I'll give you a new date because I'm not going to book a new date until I know that they come over.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Sam, look, I hope that we get that travel soon and that your family's able to come out, but seriously, good luck.
Thank you very much.